Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, little Fleetwood Mac bringing this back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. There at our website, we update it every day just for you. We got stuff you can read, you can listen to, you can watch, and anywhere from 5 seconds to 5 minutes, whatever you got on your mind, we've got something that we think will help you. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's all free, by the way, thanks to our corporate partners. Ken Yancey is our guest. Ken's a great friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member. The CEO of SCORE, at score.org is the website that they got. And their job is to help people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace as a small business owner, whether it's a startup or an operating business. And Ken, thanks again for hanging out with us. And one of the things that you've got on your mind right now are some of the initiatives you guys are working on to help veterans start small businesses and grow small businesses.
Absolutely. You know, there are hundreds of thousands of men and women around the country, and many of them in harm's way supporting us and our ability to start businesses and have the freedoms that we enjoy. And we clearly want to do some special things for them, and we're working with a variety of different partners, particularly the Walmart Foundation. We developed a offer that's called Vets Fast Launch, and we did this, Jim, in conjunction with the First Lady when she announced her Joining Forces initiative a little over a year ago. And what the Veterans Fast Launch is an opportunity for veterans to come to a place to register very simply, and then we provide scholarships to SCORE workshops, any SCORE workshop at any chapter in the country you can take for free if you're a veteran and you're registered here. We've worked with a variety of other partners like AICPA and AVG, Constant Contact, Intact. All are offering extended free trials on services. AICPA is providing free accounting services to a point for these veterans. It's a really good.
If you're a veteran, you want to start a business, you got so many folks wanting to help you. You can say, "Would you please take a number, please? I need to let me." I mean, there's a lot of folks lined up to help veterans, aren't there? This makes me very happy to know this and to hear you talk about this.
Well, there's some great things out there, and not just through SCORE. I tell you too, Jim, the SBA has a new Boots to Business initiative.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blended learning opportunity that they're using on bases across the country, starting with the Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing is introducing returning veterans, those that are about to separate, introducing them to small business ownership as a career alternative. And let's face it, you know, these people are independent thinkers. They understand how to work in a system. They're certainly brave and courageous. They have all of the attributes that quality entrepreneurs have.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, being an entrepreneur and having a good opportunity to really understand what it means to be a small business owner is a great option for many of these folks.
Well, I'll tell you something else, Ken. A lot of these young veterans especially, or even not so young veterans, you know, they actually may be better qualified than somebody who just decides to start a business who hasn't had the training, the discipline, the organizational skills that you learned in the military. If you come out of the military with 4 years, and even if you're you know an E4, you don't even become an NCO. You've got some skills, some discipline, some organizational skills. Never mind technical skills. That most people who are never in the military take years to get.
You know, that's absolutely true. You get exposed to so many things, and not just in your skill or within your discipline, but how to work and how to be efficient and effective, and what it means to be accountable within a system, and how to lead. And you know, regardless of your role in the military, you have opportunities to be in leadership roles and to work with others closely. All of these things are very, very valuable, as you know, as you think about starting a business. So we're pleased to be working with the SBA on this Boots to Business initiative. You can find out more about it at the SBA website, sba.gov. You can also find out about Vets Fast Launch and this Boots to Business initiative on the SCORE website at score.org, as you're aware. And, you know, it's our honor and privilege and pleasure to be able to serve these men and women who've served our country, and we're anxious to do all we can to help them be as successful as they choose to be in a small business career.
Let me tell you something else. These folks coming out of the military have got presentation skills as well. See, that's the thing a lot of people don't realize. They think, you know, I was an officer. I left the military as a captain. But the people who did the training in my organization, in the companies that I was in or that I commanded, the NCOs did this. Even the corporals taught the privates, and the sergeants taught the corporals, and you know what I mean. It's a bottom up type of organization from a training standpoint. And so by the time a young person gets out of the military after serving a few years in the military, even in the reserves to a large degree, and National Guard, can they've got the ability to stand up in front of a group and deliver a message. And that's not only good for business owners, but if you've got a job and you get a chance to interview a veteran, please do that. I'm going to say that there's a 99% chance you'll be impressed. What do you think, Ken?
I agree totally, and there are so many, for those of your listeners that are veterans or that are separating from the military, you know, there's so many places that are of good quality and good standing that want to help. And
go to SBA.gov and find out more there. Go to score.org
Absolutely.
And find out more about that. Folks, there's a lot of programs out there. Check it out, and these folks are waiting to help you. Quick break, 10 till. Right back with Ken Yancey. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Gonna climb a mountain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.